For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Baseball season is back, and the Podcast Park has the best local baseball podcast to help get you ready for another season. Check out the Braves Country Podcast, where we dig deep into the soil of life in the Southeast, the people, the music, the food, and of course, Braves baseball. Or try Hardball with Chris Domino, the long-running baseball history series with in-depth conversations from the players and people that shape the game. And KMac has the latest Braves updates every week with a Frozen Rope Report. Get these and all of our podcasts at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. All brought to you in part by Associated Credit Union.
You'll do anything to keep your vehicle happy. Let's make sure it stays running smoothly. With eBay Guaranteed Fit, you'll find the right parts that fit your vehicle the first time. From air filters to headlights to batteries and bumpers. When you see the green check, you know that part will fit. Get the right parts at the right prices. Head to ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
And here's a little song I wrote about how to grow delicious herbs.
Just use Miracle-Gro potting mix.
It's not the longest song, because that's all you need to know. Just plant your herbs in Miracle-Gro potting mix and you're set. That's basically it. Then it's next stop, Grow Town. You'll grow healthier, stronger herbs versus unfed plants. Satisfaction guaranteed. Miracle-Gro. All you need to know to grow.
This is an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports.
What up? This is Robert Ory.
Or a three-pointer. There is it!
You might know me as Big Shot Bob.
To Ory for three. Oh, unbelievable. This guy is off the charts.
What's going on, Big Shot Bob?
Robert Ory from downtown.
Now that's making a statement.
Well, hello, friends. What's going on? It's Jenners. Mr. Ory is in fine nation of Germany this week. I think we talked about it on last week's show. So, unfortunately, we have not been able to get in touch with Rob and get a date and a time set up to record this week's show. The good news is I have a ton of cool stuff to bring you that has never been heard before on the show. I did want to mention, of course, in passing that, you know, we're all still a little shaken up by the passing of Bill Russell. I know Rob had some personal interactions with him, and Rob was pretty sad about it. So we're going to talk to him about that when he gets back from Europe. But, you know, just rest in peace to one of the greatest to ever do it. It's tough when you lose legends like that, and I know Rob was a little shaken up. So we will get his thoughts when he gets back on the late and the legendary Bill Russell. But with everyone out of the pocket this week, I did definitely want to try and bring some fun to the show this week. So some of the best stuff that actually happens on this show, I think we've talked about it before, is the stuff that we talk about either before we start the official recording of the show or after we're done. Conversations will start quick. They continue after we're done recording. And a lot of this stuff is just stuff that I've had on file that is hilarious, that's fun, that we just haven't had a chance to bring to the show. So we're bringing it to the show now, and we're going to go all the way back to the beginning of the year when B-Dawgs Rams were in the NFC Championship game against the San Francisco 49ers. B-Dawg was excited. I was excited to hopefully just get Jimmy G off my damn TV.
We're exercising demons this weekend.
Tell you.
We're exercising them.
I don't know.
I got to find
you're lucky
Rams
my wife too. Doesn't have your number, because she's a hardcore 49ers fan. So,
that's all right. Look, she's beat us the last six times.
I know.
Seven times is a charm.
Oh, no. She wants this one bad.
You know what's weird? You have certain franchises that win and win and win, and you hate them. Like everybody, a lot of people hate the Patriots. A lot of people hate the Lakers. A lot of people hate Boston. But nobody really just say, oh, I hate the 49ers unless they from like a rival team. Because think about it. The 49ers just was winning, winning, winning. Like, oh, I love Joe Montana. Oh, I love Jerry Rice. Oh, right. I love the guy who cut his finger off and still kept on playing.
Jason Pierre-Paul?
No, he blew his hand off.
He blew his hand off almost clean.
Yeah, what's the DB that used to play for the 49ers?
Oh, I know who you're talking
Ronnie
about.
Lott?
Ronnie Lott.
Ronnie Lott.
All these people are like, it's just like there was that good boy image. They all loved them. You know, it's like every other team, like, oh, I hate them. The Tuck Rule, you know, the Flake Gate, you know,
there's
always,
well, there was always some controversy. Yeah.
Yeah, there's always some controversy. The 49ers just kind of like, oh, shit, I can't. You can't say anything bad about anybody over there, man.
Oh, I could say plenty of bad stuff about Jimmy Garoppolo, whose beautiful ass is all over my freaking wife's social media. Look at him. He's gorgeous. I'm like, yeah, I know. Yeah,
you should say, yo, and he date porno stars, so get him off here.
Yeah, what is that? You got my wife's attention and you're dating a porno star? Where did I go wrong in life? Somewhere I made a wrong turn here. But yeah,
is he still dating her or did he break up?
No, I don't think so. They, yeah,
he got too much flack for that?
I think so, I think he got too much of a lot of stuff for that. Yeah.
So. Hey, I'll just say this. I am so happy I didn't play in this digital age, boy. Ooh.
Oh, man. No, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I say that to all the time to the boys because we'll talk about that a lot because they're like, people at work on their, I'm like, man, if I had social media when I was a kid, we'd be in trouble. I would. Mm-hmm. There's so much stupid shit we did when we were kids and we were younger. Hey, thank God.
You did, hey, you wouldn't need a Monopoly box.
Hey, no way. Ready?
Well, you.
Here's your Monopoly box.
Exactly.
Here's your Monopoly box right here. And then after the Super Bowl, a conversation about dogs that somehow leads into a debate about the most popular rappers ever, who, by the way, were all on that stage for the Super Bowl halftime show.
B, does it feel funny to be at work, man?
It's the first time he's been at the office
in a while.
In a few shows, yeah.
Not really. I mean, you know, everything still looked the same.
I'll make you feel at home. Yay! Like he's at his house.
That is the plus about being here. I do have to drive,
love but
I
don't
have to.
Man,
I do not have to lock a dog up because he makes too much noise. So
he does not relent either. That dog.
No.
He's a sweet dog, but man, he does not stop.
It don't stop
for like 2 hours. Just yank. Like, dude, take a breath.
My goodness, Storm is like that too. If there, this is now. It's these birds right by our house.
Oh man!
And she just chases them, barking. Like, she barked like for 2 hours the other day. And I just say, I'm just going to see how long she'll bark. She barked for 2 straight hours, man.
Eventually, you're going to pass out, you know? It's
like, who's gonna give in first? Me or her? It was
you.
Me.
It's always going to be you. Don't play that game with a dog. A dog will call you a bluff.
Oh, yeah.
And then she came, like before, when I was setting the computer up, she came and sat right here, right? And she's just looking at me. She's like, she starts talking to you, right? She goes,
yeah.
I'm like, what?
What do you want?
And then
you are.
I wasn't paying attention. Then she puts a paws on my thigh, and I'm still not paying attention. Then she slaps me across the face. Oh, I'm like, what the hell?
She said, bitch, I'm talking to you. You look at me when I'm talking to you. Sorry.
So I had to take her ass outside. Man, she be pissing me off, man. She is. You know, and here's the thing. When people talk about reincarnation, that's incarnation. That's Christian's old school. But reincarnation, I really think she was a human in her past life. And the reason I say that is because she laughs in her sleep. Does your dog laugh, B?
No, I don't think so.
It's the weirdest thing. You remember Wimbley from the...
Yeah.
The cartoon.
Yeah.
She laughs in her sleep, man.
You're talking about Muttley.
Yeah, Muttley. Yeah. Laughs in her sleep, and she'd be like talking in her sleep too. So, man, I'm telling you, this makes me believe in reincarnation that she is someone in the past life because she's dreaming all the time.
Well, it's like dogs that run in their sleep.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I had my pup passed away years ago, but we had a dog for like 12, 13 years, and he would do that all the time, come in the room, and he's just on the bed doing this.
Yeah, because they dream just like we do.
The fuck you going?
But the dogs laugh, though?
Apparently yours does.
I've never heard my dog laugh.
I'm telling you, man, I need to record it because I know people are not going to believe me, but she laughs in her sleep. y'all probably like this dude. Y'all get off him when I get off the scene. Y'all gonna be like, "Fuck,
see the New York Post ran the wrong video. It was you that was smoking weed. It was you that was smoking weed before that game." My dogs laughs, man.
I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna record it.
Oh, I asked a question on Twitter pertaining to Snoop. Do you think Snoop is the most famous rapper ever? Not just in rap, but just in totality.
I would say probably two other guys on that stage rival him.
Yeah.
Dre and Eminem are.
I say because I'm gonna say Jay-Z because Beyonce pushed his star even higher.
Yeah.
But then you can say Dre beats the headphones, pushed his even higher.
Yeah, he made $1 billion.
I guess most people are saying from like a visibility standpoint because you see Snoop everywhere.
So it might be Snoop though, man. It's hard not to say Snoop. Yeah. Him and Eminem, so
yeah. I think we're good. Most people said when I put that up, they said Snoop, and I said, "Well, what about Jay?" And they were like, "Well, Jay was probably right there, but you got 90-year-old women who know who Snoop Dogg is
because he hangs out with Martha Stewart,
right? So marketable, you know. Martha Stewart was there at the game too.
Yeah, she was two booths away from us. Yeah,
just in the suites alone. Forget everybody else in the stadium. Just the cumulative, just the amount of net worth amongst all of those people is just in the suites.
Are you kidding? I can't even come up with that number.
I tell you, that's probably that stadium. If you took the net worth of everybody in that stadium, that's probably the richest event ever.
Trillions of dollars. Yeah. I mean, they'd
have put Apple out of business.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, shit. How much did they pay Dre for Beats? $2 billion or some shit?
Yeah.
So just Dre alone. Yeah. I mean, that dude's got
Dre only has 65% of that night. His ex-wife got
paid. His ex-wife got paid, man.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It's always weird, though, when the ex-wives leave so much money. Well, I need $100,000 to get my nails done.
For what? Yeah. No, that was the one. It's always like some. Oh, well, my spousal support is $200,000 a month. Fuck you. Are you kidding me?
$1 million a month.
Oh, God.
That's
she
crazy.
$1 million a month. And then she
for
wanted
what?
Else. Then she wanted the house. She wanted like 4 houses. She wanted like 3 cars and 2 boats. And it was like.
That's greed, man. Shit. That ain't nothing to do with what I need. That's what I want.
Well, it's never about. When it comes to that type of stuff, it's never about what you need.
That's stupid.
It's about just trying to piss somebody off.
All right. Now, every now and then, we get into these little random side stories. And they happen usually, like I said, before or after the show. This one was a story about when we used to do the podcast with Shaquille O'Neal. I had a. I'm going to call it an incident. At Shaq's house. And, well, this is what happened. I never told you this story, speaking of Shaq. I had to go to his house to set something up in his office. It's like recording equipment. And in Shaq's house, the office is kind of like right in the front. And I know that when you come out of the office, there's like this big living room. And he's got his little Kobe memorial up and stuff in the living room. And he's got all that. But right to the left is where you would turn to go to the gym. If you come out of the office, you turn left, there's like a basketball court and a gym over there. So I'm over there setting stuff up, and his buddy Kenny, his cousin who kind of runs the house, is like, yo, he's still sleeping. It's like 12:45, by the way. It's almost 1 in the afternoon. He's like, dude's still sleeping. Just keep it down. Test your equipment. Do what you got to do. Holler at me if you need anything. So I set all this stuff up. I test it. Everything's working. And I'm like, I got to take a piss. And I'm like, there's got to be a bathroom right around this corner, right? There has to be. There's a hallway to the gym. There's got to be a restroom right here. I don't want to bother Kenny because I don't know where the bathroom is. So I come out and I open the first door. It's a closet. I'm like, all right, that ain't it. There's a door to the right. I'm like, got to be the bathroom. Without hesitation, I open the door and step in. And all I see is this giant lumbering heap just up and down, up and down, up and down. And I'm going, he ain't sleeping. I don't think he's sleeping. That's not breath movement. That is a giant ass going up and down and up and down. At which point I slow a Homer Simpson right into the bush, close the door. Slow, and then I just tell Kenny, hey, I'm good, man. I'm going to bounce. I need him going, what are you doing walking in on me? No, I didn't know your bedroom was right next to your office. I had no fear. It was like upstairs or something.
So his bedroom's not upstairs?
No, it's right next to the office.
That makes no sense.
You walk in the front door, office, hallway, Shaq's room, right off the living room. I'm like, what are you doing? And then he's got the whole upstairs, all these other bedrooms for the kids and stuff, and all this shit in the basement. And I'm like,
is that a house he built like that? Because that just sounds weird. Because I know in Texas, all the masters are downstairs.
Yeah.
But you have to come in and walk to the right or left or something like that down the hall. It's just like right in the front.
Yeah. No, it's. And I think that what he did was he kind of retrofit the house. He bought the house and he added the gym. So it was sort of behind the office toward the back, but then he opened up the whole back and built a gym. So now the master's just kind of like randomly in the middle of the house somehow, like for no good reason. Like the gym's over here and the patio's over here and the master's just in the middle of the house. Makes no sense.
Does he know? Do you tell him the story?
Oh, I told him. Yeah. And he's like, man, there's stuff you're not supposed to see. Like, you're fucking preaching, man. There is definitely stuff I am not supposed to see. And that was one of them. We also sometimes bring up random stuff on the show that doesn't always make the cut. It's fun stuff, but, you know, for time, I'm not trying to go too far down these weird tangents. This was an odd tangent that we got into one day about what's your favorite fast food spot? And Rob brought up a very interesting debate question here. Last one, favorite fast food spot.
My goodness, I don't really have one. I love.
Do you do a lot of fast food? Many.
No, like,
Nah.
But growing up, I used to love Church's Chicken. I'm not even going to lie.
Church's Chicken. Hell yeah.
They had this thing called a COB, a Chico breast sandwich. And oh my goodness, it was so good. Everybody talk about, and it was weird. My hometown is the only place, the only Chick-fil-A, I'm about to say, yeah, is the only Church's Chicken that sold a COB. And it was so good. It had this special sauce on it. Oh my goodness. It was so good. So
you brought up Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A was always mine. Because we didn't have it in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'd come to visit my aunt and my grandmother in Florida and they had Chick-fil-A, it was like that treat you could only ever get when you went to Florida. So for me, it was like, oh, Chick-fil-A, get to go see Chick-fil-A. And then you move to Atlanta and there's a Chick-fil-A every 7 feet. You know, so.
Yeah, you just said, that's not like back in the day, back in, we were Rockets and we would go to Utah. Dudes would get off the plane or get on the bus, drop the bag and run downstairs to Chick-fil-A because Chick-fil-A started in Utah. And so it'd be a line of dudes trying to get Chick-fil-A, grabbing 4 or 5 sandwiches, going back to the room all
so
happy.
Good.
I got Chick-fil-A. I got Chick-fil-A.
So good. So good. Yeah, we don't do a ton of fast food either, but I love me some damn Chick-fil-A.
I love me some Mickey D fries, though, when they're hot and with salt.
Man, when Mickey D fries are hot, they're good. They're good. They've fallen off a few. Chick-fil-A waffle fries are nothing to scoff at either, man. I like a waffle.
Speaking of hot, what's better hot? The McDonald's fries or the Krispy Kreme donuts?
Oh, Jesus. let's see. Let me channel my inner Barkley fat guy. It's really tough to beat hot and ready Krispy Kreme. That's otherworldly. You know what I mean? Because it's like you can get the hot McDonald's fries most of the time. Hot, mm-hmm. Seeing that hot and ready light on at Krispy Kreme, that's pretty hard to top.
I'm in Houston, and we passed one. It said hot now. I looked at Candace, and I was like, can we stop? She's like, I kept going. She's like, I thought you would stop. I said, we don't need it. We supposed to be on a diet. Oh, we don't need it.
No, you never need it. No, absolutely. You never need it, but sometimes you need it.
It's like, we just go get a half a dozen. Like, nope, keep going. We already passed
don't,
it.
Don't do it.
And
I
got down to the next light. I'm sitting to myself in my head. I'm like, damn, I regret that because one would be good right now. Just melts in your mouth.
That is willpower I don't have. I'll tell you that, man. That hot and ready sign is on? Whoa, forget it. Forget it. Speaking of random questions, Rob started this segment with an extremely random question before the show one day, before we ever started recording. Do you guys still ride bikes?
Do you guys have a bike, though?
I do not.
No, I don't. Not anymore.
I do not. No.
Yeah, I do. I have one. I used to ride bikes back in Houston because we have all those trails. Mm. My bike was funny. It's called a Black Mamba.
Oh,
that's
Yeah, it's like one of the largest like bikes they have out there. It's called a Black Mamba, but this was before Kobe was called the Black Mamba.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So like when I was a kid, I grew up in New Jersey. We would bike everywhere. I mean, you had your bike and you took your bike everywhere. I mean, we would bike to the mall for God's sake.
And you just drop it. You didn't have to chain it up either, did you?
No, you just left it outside. Just wherever it fell, that's where it lived.
No, it's gone.
No, nowadays, forget it. It's like those bird scooters. You just leave them wherever. You just drop them.
Oh, it's plenty of them around Atlanta. In the city, them little scooters that people just drop everywhere. You just never know where you'll find them.
Hate those things. We were in Nashville a couple weeks ago. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
You can't walk down the sidewalk tripping over damn freaking scooters all over the place.
Yeah, and people are riding them things on the... Have you seen footages of places, the cities where people are taking those things on the interstate and they're going like 60 miles an hour, and they're rolling with cars.
No.
On a scooter?
Yeah.
They go that fast?
I had no clue.
There was one. I don't know what the name of it is, but there was a guy who took a footage. It's on social media, on Instagram, all that. He's literally recording while he's driving a guy on a scooter, switching lanes. And the guy in the car said, I'm going 60. and the scooter's just flying by.
Hell no.
No helmet, I bet.
Oh, God, probably not.
Oh, no, he had no helmet.
No chance. No. And helmets, by the way, are a thing of today's society.
If he's crazy enough.
We never had a helmet.
No, if he's crazy enough to go on the interstate, that man ain't smart enough to wear no helmet.
Take a bird scooter on the interstate? Wait, I better put a helmet on. No.
Right.
Yeah. That's a new thing. Helmets and knee pads. It's the stuff we did not have when we were kids.
I know.
And seat belts. That's the stuff you didn't have when we were kids.
You'll do anything to keep your vehicle happy. Let's make sure it stays running smoothly. With eBay Guaranteed Fit, you'll find the right parts that fit your vehicle the first time. From air filters to headlights to batteries and bumpers. When you see the green check, you know that part will fit. Get the right parts at the right prices. Head to ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
And here's a little song I wrote about how to grow delicious herbs. Just use Miracle-Gro Potting Mix. It's not the longest song, because that's all you need to know. Just plant your herbs in Miracle-Gro Potting Mix and you're set. That's basically it. Then it's next stop, Grow Town. You'll grow healthier, stronger herbs versus unfed plants. Satisfaction guaranteed. Miracle-Gro. All you need to know to grow.
Do you remember when the milk crate challenge was really big? We started joking about that after the show one day. And we ended up with this conversation about the milk crate challenge. You don't have any milk crates hanging around your house or anything, do you?
Man, no. Ain't nobody going to do
Are
that crap, man.
Are you kidding me?
Hey, the only thing we used milk crates for was basketball hoops back in the day.
That's what I'm saying.
That's it.
That
That's
and toting around comic books, man. I would have a milk crate full of comic books.
We use them from our albums. That's what we use albums
for. Oh, yeah,
for.
That's
think
right.
Think about it. Every DJ uses
milk crate full albums. That's damn straight. Yeah. And now there's people on Twitter and Instagram climbing up them like steps, which, by the way, every one of them eats shit. Every one of them gets to like three or four up, and then it's, and they shatter
did you
their
see,
back.
Did you see the woman who fell face first?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness. I'm like, what are y'all thinking about?
Dude.
I'm like, you can get hurt.
At best, this is 5 seconds of internet fame. At the best, you're going to get off of this. Yeah. At the worst, you're going to shatter your back or like not be able to walk. I mean, what are you doing?
And now you have the mascots doing it. I saw the Colts mascot. Mascots trying to do it. But each one of them succeeded. But I want to know how many times did it take you to succeed.
Yeah, really.
And also, you have padding when you fall. That costume is
say,
padding.
Yeah. It ain't like the girl that did it in high heels.
I didn't see that one.
Oh, there was a girl that did it in high heels. It might have been in Atlanta, but she got about almost close to the top of her little stack. And then every time, the whole stack goes sideways. They go straight backwards. It's like, damn.
That is so funny.
Every second of that looks like it hurts. Like,
but you know what always amazed me though about the milk cartons?
What's up?
How did the albums fit perfectly in there?
Oh,
you know
they
what
were
mean?
So snug.
It's like they fit perfectly.
It was designed for that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
All the kids are now who are listening to them, like, what the hell is an album? What are they talking about?
Right, yeah. It's old people stuff, man. DJ's back in our day. Don't bump the table because the album would skip. And then don't bump the table. And the albums were all in those milk crates, man. And they fit like they were manufactured for it. Yeah.
As soon as you said don't bump the table, I thought of House Party.
House Party, Martin Lawrence. Don't bump the table. Hey, yes. Stop bumping the table. Don't bump the table. That was a huge rule at everybody's party. If there was an album going, don't bump the table, man.
Aging ourselves now.
Oh, my God. We're so old. We also had to do a bunch of shows this year without our good friend B-Dog, Brandon Harper. He was battling all sorts of car issues. And we took us into this road of, what was your first car?
So I have a question.
Yeah, man.
You know, I want to know, this question goes out to B-Dog Harper.
Okay.
What's wrong with your car?
Oh, no, he's got, okay. So B-Dog's got like a beater. It is 315,000 miles on it or something like that, and it's burning oil. And when it burns oil, it burns out like the coils in his engine and stuff. So every give or take, month and a half, 2 months. He's got the car in the shop trying to bring it back to life. He's like Dr. Frankenstein. He can't get this thing back to life. It will live.
He's a lot like a lot of guys in the NBA with going ball. Like Manu Ginobili, let his hair go. B-Dog, let it go.
Let it go.
It's time to move on.
Yeah, let the car go, man. Put it to bed. Put it to rest. We should start a GoFundMe for his ass. Get him a new car. Or at least get him. And that's the thing, too. He's not driving a fancy-ass car. It's like a Honda Civic or something, but it's got 340,000 miles on it.
It must have sentimental value. Because you know what? I wish I had my very first car. It was a Cavalier, Chevrolet Cavalier white.
Chevy Cavalier.
I wish I had it. Right when they changed the body style, I got it. It was a 1990, and I got it in 89. I was excited. My first car ever.
Oh,
I was cruising around campus thinking I was the shit.
Dude.
Speaking of campus, how can you just – it's like Alabama just – they take me to a high, they take me to a low. How are you going to lose to Memphis last night,
man?
On, dog.
I saw that. That was – I saw the score. I didn't see any of the highlights. I was just that was your first car, by the way, Chevy Cavalier?
Chevy Cavalier was my very first car. Mm.
Did you buy it yourself, or did your folks chip in with you? Or
come on, man. You know my mama bought that car, Alabama. Okay. I mean, my mama bought that car.
Okay. my first car. That's why I bought mine.
I'm kidding. You know, everybody thought Alabama got me that car. Now, my mama got me that car. Mm-hmm. You know, she says, if you have a 2.5, I'll get you a car. And I had a 2.5 after my first year. I had actually had a 3.2 after my first year in college.
Good for you.
And she got me a car. So
good. I was gonna say 2.5 is a low bar.
Yeah, it was.
Mama, that's a low bar. Shit.
I know. She was just saying
I could nap into a 2.5.
I know, right? But I was just saying it was just a car. It was just like I actually had a 3.2, and she was like, "Okay, I get you a car."
I got a 3.2. I got a nice car. don't get lippy.
My car, my GPA was pretty good until my junior year.
Well, that's always when it falls apart.
Hey, no, my junior year, I know I was going to the NBA. And
oh,
I
well, shit. Yeah, that was
focus.
When it was like, what are they going to do? Not draft me? Good luck with that, asshole.
Here was another one, a story about Brazilian politics that didn't make the final cut of the show 1 week, and I'm not 100% sure why, but this story is great, and the conversation was pretty damn funny.
I don't know how much you know about Brazilian politics.
Not a damn thing.
But right here, I'm right there with you. Apparently in Brazil, this is a thing that you can do. The 39-year-old Simeo Piotta is the mayor of Borba, Brazil. He participated in a 3-round slugfest, a fight, with his political rival, the 45-year-old Iranu Alves da Silva, a former council member in the area. So they were political rivals, and they have decided that because Da Silva called him a scoundrel, and that's fighting words. Don't call somebody a scoundrel. Get your ass out of here. That they accepted the fight. It went down with MMA rules. And it turns out the 39-year-old Piotto wins the fight, which was streamed live by his staff. And I would give anything to see any ounce of this in American politics. Take two politicians, put them in a ring, MMA rules, with Dana White on the side and Joe Rogan calling it, and just let them go. Just let them freaking go, man.
Hey, you talking about let's get ready to rumble, boy.
Oh, my God.
So much money. Hey, I tell you one thing. It'd be a lot of old fuckers who need to be out of politics and be gone.
Oh, God. You want to talk about the old administration working itself
exactly.
out? That's how you get rid of the systemic problems in Congress, man.
Yes,
you make exactly. Rand Paul have to get in the ring and fight someone. All of a sudden, shit, I might not run again. I might not run again.
Take 10 steps and turn and fire. Just have a duel. Duels back in the day. Duel is gone. Now bring in MMA.
That's how old the people in American Congress are, that they remember the days of the duel. When someone would slap you with a glove and throw it down, man. That was it.
I challenge you, good sir.
I challenge you. Pistols at dawn. What? So, yeah, I just thought that was an amazing story, and I would give anything to see that. Just let the politicians fight.
If you had to be in a duel back then, I'd have been a cheating. I would have had no honor because I took my 10 paces, and I would have jumped to the side, didn't fire.
because you know those guns, they go like pow.
And you just run into the side, shooting over your shoulder. I
I would jump to the side. Aha, you shot your shot, now I have mine.
And speaking of random, I don't know what prompted us to start this conversation before a show one day, but Rob wanted to talk about pillow forts. I don't know why, but this is where we ended up with that.
How's the house?
It's great.
You settling in?
I would take the screen off, but you don't want to see all the pillows stacked behind me. I'm in the office.
Okay.
In the office, we have like a bunch of pillows. We try to figure out where we want them to go, like decorative pillows from my old house. And so I was like, okay, we're going to do is either throw them away or put them in a box somewhere and wait.
Yeah. You're working out of a pillow fort. That's where you are. When you were a kid, you used to stack all the pillows and blanket them up and shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So we used to do the blankets and then hide under there. And,
oh, yeah.
And then next time you see it come crashing out because your brother done went and did the...
kicked out the support beam and the whole thing fell down. You son of a bitch. Yeah. Yep. I went into my daughter's bedroom the other day. Same thing. I walked in on a blanket fort. I'm like, what in the hell? I mean, she had shit tied to like the bed and tied to the wall and... I was like, this is going to fall and crash and break like 20 things. Sure enough, half an hour later.
It's funny how kids do that. Like, you don't even teach them how to do it. They just automatically know how to do it.
It's ingrained within them. Pillow fort. We know how to do this.
I think the boy, my middle son, he was the crazy one. He used to always take his shoestrings out of his shoes. And he would take his army men and tie them up and just throw them over the railing. And I come home, it's all these army men just dangling on the railing like this.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is going on? That's my parachutes, Dad. I'm like, what the hell, man?
That's SEAL Team 6, Pop. Yeah. They're taking out Osama over there. With my shoelaces? Yeah, with your shoelaces.
Yeah. No, his shoelaces. His shoelaces. And you go in his room, like, none of his shoes had shoelaces in. Like, dude, what are you going to do? I just bought some more shoes. I'm like,
No.
It don't work that way.
And then here's where it comes back to bite you. You're in a hurry one day, and you need to get out the door. You're like, grab your shoes. And he's like, none of them have laces in them. Lumping around in some shoes that won't even stay on your feet because you ain't got no laces on them.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? As I got older, I turned more into a kid. I will buy shoes now specifically that do not have laces.
That's called old
age. Yeah, that's old. But like when I was a kid, you had zips. You had like the little Velcro.
Yeah.
And now I'm an older man, and I'm just like, I ain't bending down to tie my shoes. Just give me some damn slip-on shoes. I'm good.
I just don't tie my shoes, man. I got my laces in it. All my tennis shoes are not even tied. I put them on, and I just go out. And the best thing about it is the KDs and the LeBrons. I have the old ones that you don't, if you're going to run in them, you still don't have to lace them up. So I'm like, this is perfect.
Robert Horry tripped and fell today in his own home over his own shoelaces.
You're a little too big to be tripping because you didn't tie your shoestring.
Dude, it's so funny, man. I just came from physical therapy and my shoes are still untied.
God bless. Yeah, I'm just any shoe without laces, I'm down. Or it has laces, but they're like the elastic ones where you don't feel. I'm like, go, man. And it's funny, I used to make fun of my old man all the time when I was a kid. Oh, you got these ugly ass boat shoes, and now I'm just like, boat shoes, boat shoes, where's the boat shoes? Give me my boat shoes.
All right, this one starts a little abruptly because it was right as I was hitting record to start the show. B-Dog was bragging about having gone skydiving with a girl. That we were like, oh, you went skydiving with a girl, did you? And then as I'm hitting record, everybody starts busting his chops about the fact that he said, well, the girl was just a friend. And we're like, wait a minute. You don't go skydiving with a girl who's just a friend.
I jumped out of a plane for that pussy. You better.
Nah, it's just a homegirl.
I know. I'm just still.
We got our birthdays are 4 days apart. So she wanted to go. She was going by herself. I said, nah, I'll go. And then I almost kind of regretted it once we got in the plane because it's a small plane. So it's some turbulence. And I'm like, bro, why am I up here? And then add insult to injury. The dude was like, oh, yeah, we the first ones to go. I looked at him. I said, who? We are. I said, Lord, help me. I just want to get to the ground.
So was it fun once the chute opened up?
Oh yeah, you like I said, you free falling for a couple of minutes. From what I understand, you're going like 250 miles an hour, just free falling.
Oh, you said like you passed out or something. Like, no. I understand.
No.
I was wide awake. With him just unconscious in the air. Just
I was wide awake. Flopping. Then he pulled that chute. Oh, it's dope when he pulls the chute. Then he lets you, gives you the handles and lets you control the parachute and stuff. And,
oh man.
But here's the thing. I don't know if I want a grown ass man on my back.
Oh yeah, you can't do
wrapped
it because
around you.
Literally, the grown dude that's on your back is literally gonna be a lot shorter than you because you're shorter than me.
Yeah. I look like I got a backpack on. Yeah.
He looks like he's just hanging on to you, like you're giving him a piggyback ride.
Yeah, that man spooning you at 2 miles in the air. Yeah.
Can I get a woman to do jump off with me?
Yeah, she too light, bro.
No.
Like she, bro, you.
That's what I want. I want someone light so I can float.
You need somebody that can support your ass. So you don't go. They don't rip that chute. You just don't go. Keep going.
Yeah, that's the only support you need. That parachute. I hope that it come out.
And we'll close with this funny random moment. After a year and a half of doing this show, Rob finally figured out who B Dog reminds him of.
Hey, hold on.
Oh.
Yep. You know what? It's like been on my mind. Like I'm not saying y'all look alike. But you know who you remind me of?
Who is that?
The teddy bear. Oh, that's before your time. Gerald LeVert.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's like, you know, I was listening to songs, you know, because I'm a big Gerald LeVert fan. And it's just the haircut and the beard, not the y'all look alike. But right. I was like, oh, shit, that's the teddy bear. That's who he is. That's who you like.
Okay, I can see it. I just threw a Google image search on it, and I can see it. We'll put it on our Twitter.
That's who he is. I'm like, he's the teddy bear.
That's the first time I've ever heard somebody say I look like Gerald LeVert.
No, not look like. Remind me of because the haircut and the beard.
The haircut and the beard are very similar. Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Okay.
Gerald LeVert, you know, but
plus not, all black people look alike, so you know.
Yeah.
Sorry, I love you. I didn't mean that. That was,
you know,
that
you're
was
good.
Yeah,
you're
I know.
Good.
That was just a joke.
Oh man.
All right. Thank you guys for rolling with us on what is an unusual and unconventional week. We do appreciate you always. If you have some stuff you want to send to us, features that you want on the show, games you want us to play, audio that you just think is too damn good, you can send it to @BigShotBobPod. We are BigShotBobPod@gmail.com. And then, of course, @RobJenners, @RKOri, and @BHarper90 if you want to ping any of the guys on the show and pick on us for some of the stuff that maybe you heard today. We'll be back in the pocket with Rob next week. Thank you guys, as always, for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Follow the show on Twitter @BigShotBobPod for links to all our guests and all sorts of fun. The Big Shot Bob Pod is a presentation of Live by Live's Podcast One and Podcast One Sportsnet.
Scott for Scots here. Do you hear that? Bring the mic in close. That's not how the grass should sound. There's weeds everywhere in this lawn. It's time to take action with Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action. It gets 3 jobs done at once. Kills weeds, prevents crabgrass, and feeds your lawn so it keeps growing strong. Ah, much better.
Get a bag of Scott's Triple Action today. It's guaranteed, or your money back.
Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Baseball season is back, and the Podcast Park has the best local baseball podcast to help get you ready for another season. Check out the Braves Country Podcast, where we dig deep into the soil of life in the Southeast, the people, the music, the food, and of course, Braves baseball. Or try Hardball with Chris Domino, the long-running baseball history series with in-depth conversations from the players and people that shape the game. And KMAC has the latest Braves updates every week with a Frozen Rope Report. Get these and all of our podcasts at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. All brought to you in part by Associated Credit Union.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.